You know, every week I start off the pod by opening up a beverage, typically, or at least as of late, it's been Dr. Pepper or the cream soda Dr. Pepper. Today's beverage of choice is cherry bubbly. You know what? I'm not a big water drinker, but bubbly is pretty, pretty delicious. Welcome back to the show, everybody. If you're listening, thank you for listening. I greatly appreciate it. This cherry bubbly is incredibly refreshing. It's incredibly refreshing. I have yet to taste a flavor that I don't like. Let's see here. We do the normal, as we do every week on this podcast. I do a recap of my week slash weekend. Typically involves me spending a lot of time with my beautiful and amazing girlfriend and filming a solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. I have some other stuff to talk about too as well, so let's jump right in, shall we? It was a busy weekend, but it was a great weekend. Girlfriend and I hung out a lot, watched comfort TV, and by comfort TV, I mean Catfish and 1,000 Pound Sisters. Now, you might be like, whoa, what the hell? 1,000? It's a great show, y'all. I'm telling you. 1,000 Pound Sisters used to be on Hulu. It is now on the Discovery Plus app. And there are some pretty good bangers on Discovery Plus, some great shows. And it's not expensive. So pay a little extra, get the one without ads. Totally worth it, in my opinion, if you love those kinds of shows. And Catfish, you know, I love Catfish, and we've seen a lot of the episodes, but first off, you know, Catfish to me is Neve and Max. Max is no longer on the show, and it's not the same. So the episodes where it's Neve and Max, that's Catfish to me, and I love the show. My girlfriend loves the show, and I, you know, there are happy ending ones where the people or the supposed catfish ends up being who they are in the pictures. And they just have a valid reason for not wanting to talk on the phone or video chat or whatever. But I mean, my favorite episodes of Catfish are the ones with jacked up endings where, you know, the supposed catfish is not the person in the pictures. And it's even more entertaining and hilarious when, you know, say someone thinks they're talking to a girl and ends up being a dude, or someone is talking to a dude and ends up being a girl. Whatever floats your boat, but it's just, I love the ones with the jacked up endings, because in my opinion, that's the epitome of Catfish. If you've seen the original Catfish movie that Neve did, and I believe his brother filmed it and directed it, where Neve thought he was talking to some model looking girl, and the lady that catfished him was actually pretty psycho, in my opinion. She made up a lot of lies, and I guess the point I'm trying to circle back around to is when you in this day and age, in this day and age, at least on the later seasons of Catfish, the most recent ones, sip a bubbly real quick. Pardon me, the later episodes, especially in the mid-2000s, between 2000 and 2010, or even just after 2010, people were like, how are you talking to someone for so long without video chatting? And to, just because it sounds better, I'm going to say FaceTiming. How can that happen? How, in that day and age, in this day and age, everyone has a smartphone. Everyone. I don't care what your financial situation is or your status or whatever, everyone nowadays has a smartphone. And in the years that these episodes were filmed, it just baffles me that someone says, oh, camera on my phone's broken, or oh, I don't have a webcam, I can't video chat. That's just it drives me crazy. Like, who in this day and age does not have a smartphone and does not have the capabilities to FaceTime someone else? So Catfish, it's just incredibly entertaining. My girlfriend jokingly asked me, have you ever catfished somebody? And I'm like, no, I don't think I need, I never thought I needed to catfish anybody. I think I'm an okay looking guy. I'm like a fine wine. I get better with age. and that's another thing I'm working on too, is my self-esteem in terms of my looks. Because the thing is, I found my soulmate. My girlfriend is absolutely amazing, and she truly is a gift from God. And she always gives me compliments about on how good I look, how hot I am, and no one's ever told me that before. And I'd always tell her, I'm like, I tell her, I see in you what you don't see. And she sees in me what I don't see. And she's helped me try to, you know, you look good. And I'm trying to work better on my self-esteem, you know, like looking at myself in the mirror, like, you know what? Yeah, I do look pretty damn good. It took me 39 years to get to this point. But, you know, I don't have anybody to impress. I have my soulmate. She's happy with me. I'm good. So there you go. Circling back around to the catfish thing. It baffles me, because I think in general, like, some of the people, the girls and the guys on this show, some of the ones that think they look horrible or that they're decent looking, like, why are you catfishing? Why are you catfishing people? Like, there is someone perfect for you in this world. There's someone for everyone. If somebody doesn't like you for you, then that's not the person for you, period. And I've learned a lot in my 39 years, and the catfish just, like, reinforces it. And, you know, I genuinely feel sorry for some of these people, but at the same time, they're punishing themselves, and they're doing it to themselves. Like, you know, don't put yourself in a stupid-ass position, like, carrying on a relationship online for several months without video chatting. That's just absolutely absurd. And in some cases, not even talking on the phone. I just do not see how that's possible. Maybe back in the day when internet was new and smartphones weren't invented, I can understand that back in the days of AOL Instant Messenger and just general chat rooms. Maybe I can get it if it's back then, but nowadays, there's absolutely no excuse to not talk on the phone and FaceTime with your love interest. There's no excuse to not do that. So yeah, my girlfriend and I love, love, love watching catfish together. And we, you know, we do funny commentary, you know, we make fun of some people, you know, kind of playfully, you know, I'm trying to be a better person and trying to read the Bible more and to pray more. And no, I'm not a Bible thumper. I'm not going to shove religion down your throat, but I'm just generally trying to be a better person. We playfully make fun of some of the people, like, I can't believe she did that. What is she, an idiot? I can't believe he did that. What is he, an idiot? Moral of that story, we love catfish, and I love my girlfriend so much. She's so amazing, and I'm so glad she loves me and accepts me for the man I am, and I fully accept her for the woman she is. She is literally a gift from God. God put us together without question. Sip of bubbly time. Are y'all getting annoyed that I'm, like, drinking stuff on the podcast? You know what? It's my podcast. I'm going to do whatever I want, so deal with it. Oh. So we had a pretty relaxing, like I said, but productive weekend. We, I believe on Friday, we just kind of vegged around, had dinner. I've been hooked on eating these salad wraps that she makes for me. I'm trying to eat healthier when I'm not filming for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. Because for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures, we have our joint episode every Monday, and I have my solo episode every Friday. So that's 2 meals out of the week I allow myself to eat like crap for the sake of our YouTube channel. So, but other than that, when I'm at home, I, you know, there's only certain things I can eat. So I try to eat something light, something that's not completely crappy. But when I'm at my girlfriend's place, I eat salad wraps. I had these, the Mission Tortilla brand, Mission, they make great tortillas, wraps, and tortilla chips. They're just great flavor. But there's these tomato and sun-dried, tomato, basil, and sun-dried, I think it's sun-dried tomato. And anyways, they're reddish wraps, and they're so delicious. And I just put some, she puts some romaine in them, cuts up some cucumbers, and I love to use this spicy Hidden Valley Ranch. It's made with habanero. It's just absolutely delicious. And that may not sound like a lot, but it's healthier than the crap I normally eat. And I think I've lost a few pounds, and I just feel better overall. I feel it's a much more refreshing meal, if that makes sense. So I feel I'm making progress on that front. And it feels better to be eating better when I can, because I want to be around here a long time. So I'm able to love my girlfriend and, you know, live long, happy, and healthy. And so, yeah, we just hung around Friday night. And Saturday, her mom just recovered from COVID. My mom has had COVID, but her mom just recovered from it. So, and she hadn't seen her mom in a few weeks, so normally they did get together on Saturdays and run errands, and Gary and I were supposed to film our Ocean City Pizza Part 3 video on Saturday, but the weather nixed that idea, so we pushed that off, and so I was able to hang out with my girlfriend and her mom, and we did their normal thing. We went to their local mall, walked around, went in some few stores. I went into FYE, and I always love to go in FYE and look at stuff. It's FYE, he has a bunch of cool stuff, and it's an amazing store. A little pricey, but they have really cool stuff. And, yeah, we walked around the mall. Then we went to this Mexican place and had lunch, like we always do. And where else did we go? We also went to Target, picked up some essentials, and because I'm a big kid, whenever I go into a store like that, I always have to go through the electronics section, and I always go through the toy section. I always look at the toys and the board games. That's just what I always do, and I always have done it. And honestly, I always will do it. And it was after Target there. We went and had our lunch at the normal Mexican place. And then we came back to the house. And by that time, you know, it was raining. It was raining pretty much most of the day. We hung out and just chilled, watch some more of our comfort TV. I believe that I watch it Friday or Saturday. I think I watched it Saturday. I watched The Suicide Squad on HBO Max, the new Suicide Squad movie. Because it's a Warner Brothers movie, it's available to stream the same day it's in theaters. The Suicide Squad, the new one, directed by James Gunn, director of the Guardians of the Galaxy films. This one blows the original Suicide Squad out of the water. Blows it out of the water. It's got the new Suicide Squad movie has a 92% on Rotten Tomatoes. And typically, I don't go by reviews and Rotten Tomatoes, but if it has a high rating on Rotten Tomatoes, it's generally pretty damn good. And it was funny. It was entertaining. The story was good. It was action-packed. It was a great all-around popcorn flick, and I don't think you have to be into comic book movies to like The Suicide Squad. I read online, it's not a sequel, and it's not really a reboot. It's kind of like, it's weird, because there are some of the characters from the original Suicide Squad film, like Captain Boomerang, Harley Quinn, Rick Flag, and Amanda Waller, played by Viola Davis. Those characters were in the original Suicide Squad film, and those characters are also in the new Suicide Squad film. So some of the characters carried over. There's lots of new ones that weren't in the original one, but it's so weird. I'm just going to call it the new Suicide Squad film, because I say Suicide Squad, then I say The Suicide Squad. It's easy to get them confused. But the new Suicide Squad movie is pretty damn awesome, and the DC Comics movies don't generally do well, but This puppy has 92% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it's streaming on HBO Max until the end of the month, I believe. So should definitely check it out if you're afraid to go to a theater. So I believe I watched that, I think, Saturday evening. And Sunday was a big day for us because, little background, my girlfriend's favorite artist is Jim Croce, and she bought tickets for this thing called, a concert called Croce Sings Croce, where it's Jim's son, AJ, performing his dad's songs, as well as some originals and some covers. So she bought tickets to that a few months ago, actually, and that concert was Sunday. And Sunday was an odyssey, to say the least. We didn't get into any arguments, but I was really short a few times, getting her frustrated. We were both really tired. It was kind of hazy and rainy, sort of. But where the frustration came in is when we got to Maryland. I think it was Bethesda / Silver Spring. The concert was at the Strathmore Music and Arts Center, which is a gorgeous building, I might add. First, we're like, oh, we got there a little early. I'm like, okay, we found out where to park because it's right next to a metro station. So there's a big parking garage, which apparently parking's free on Sundays. So I'm like, all right, this is where we'll park. We've got about an hour to kill, a little over an hour to kill. There's several breweries in the area around the venue. So let's go to a brewery. So we drive to the first one, lots of roads, but okay for the most part. And even though I'm using GPS, when I don't know where I'm going, I get a little flustered, and I get a little too flustered really quick. And we go to the first brewery. I think it was called Seven Locks Brewery, and I parked. I'm like, they're literally going to open in 2 minutes, and the parking lot's almost empty. What's going on? And I look at the sign, and it said, closed today for private event. So I was like, well, crap. Okay, so let's go to the next closest one. The next closest one was 20 minutes away, and it's called the Silver Branch Brewing Company. And this takes us into the city, or at least a city format layout, I guess. It reminded me a lot of Arlington, Virginia. If you've ever driven through Arlington, like in the city, not ghetto at all, very nice area, very upscale area, but just lots of roads, lots of street parking, and just mainly public garages. So I'm like, crap, we're going around in circles. Like, where are we going to park? We're looking for a public parking garage. So we do one circle around the block, and I'm like, all right, there's the public parking. So I go to turn into it, and the gate, there's like a little down ramp and a tunnel, and then the gate's closed. So I'm like, all right, what the hell? It looks closed. Maybe it's open. Maybe you have to go and hit the thing to get a ticket, and the door will open. No, 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 no. So it's a very narrow alleyway, a tunnel. So the bottom line, the public parking garage was closed. They didn't have a closed sign on the outside of it. So I wasted time by turning into it to start off. I'm like, well, I'm about to pull off an epic 4-point turn, because I had to like back up, turn to the left, back up, turn to the left, back up, turn to the left. So finally we got out of that public parking garage. I'm like, all right, crap, where do we go now? And we see a garage in the distance. We just have to figure out where the entrance is. And I'm just getting super flustered for no reason. And she's getting frustrated with me, rightfully so, because I'm getting flustered for no reason. I tend to do that when I don't know where I'm going, and that's something I need to work on and circle a few times, find the entrance to the parking garage. Apparently it's free on Sundays. So we park. We go into the Silver Branch Brewing Company. I have two beers. She has a beer and a iced latte, which is really delicious. And then we went back to the venue, the Strathmore, to watch the AJ Croce concert. And it was really awesome. It was great music. It was cool to hear him do his dad's songs. His originals were good. And the covers he did were good. And the only thing I didn't like is that, I guess because of spikes, because of that stupid Delta variant or whatever, we had to wear our masks inside, but hey, you know what? I was fine with that. It's an upscale place, and live music was back, and it was awesome to see live music again. And it was cool to go. It was cool for my girlfriend and I to go to our first concert together, and it was for someone that she likes, and that meant a lot to me. And I had a lot of fun. We sat in some traffic on the way back right before the Bay Bridge, and finally got back to her place. We were zonked, we were tired, and we watched some TV and went to bed. And that was the weekend. So really just my frustrations on Sunday with going, not knowing where I'm going, and I just get flustered. Even with GPS, when I'm in an area that I've never been before, I get flustered really quick. And as I said, I need to work on that. But I know what to do right the next time we go somewhere we've never been. Larry, no need to freak out. No need to get flustered. The GPS will take you to where you have to go. If you miss a turn, stay calm. Turn around as you can. No big deal. Could always be worse, right? Apple Maps does a trick. And had an amazing weekend with my girlfriend. I forgot to mention this. Sunday before we left to go to the concert, went to Ocean City to film my solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures. Had breakfast at a place called the General's Kitchen, and great food, really great prices, incredible staff. They support military and cops. I back the blue, people. We need police, period. I believe an actual general owns the restaurant, or at least started. Maybe it's a retired general, but cops, firemen, military peeps, they all get discounts. But we literally ordered our food and got it, like maybe 5 minutes after we ordered it. It was a great place, and it has an actual kitchen vibe, which is really cool. And they're only open from 6:30 to 1, so if you're going to go there, get there early. We got there, and there was like maybe, I don't know, 8 other people in the restaurant eating when we got there. We got there, I think, just after 7. Great place. Recommend it. General's Kitchen in Ocean City. Definitely worth the money. And you won't be spending a lot of money when you go there. I'll tell you that right now. So in closing, had a great weekend with the girlfriend. Filmed the solo video for Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at the General's Kitchen in OC. One last note, speaking on filming, I keep wanting to beat myself up, but I have to get out of the habit of doing this because I have this great camera, the Sony A7C, which I dropped a pretty penny on. It wasn't super expensive for what it was, but it wasn't super cheap, and I need to simply film more with that camera, even for the channel, because I get embarrassed, and I'm a 9, Enneagram 9. For those who don't know, just look up Enneagram 9. I'm very, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of like a turtle in a shell. I feel awkward taking a camera on a tripod into a restaurant. I feel embarrassed. You know, but I'm sure no one would pay any mind. It also depends on the overall situation, because in some cases it's easier to just record the video with my iPhone 12 Pro Max, which has a great camera. It's the best camera on a mobile phone, bar none. But yeah, it all depends on the seating, how loud it is in the restaurant, you know what I mean? But I need to work on, I guess, my confidence. Not really my confidence, but I need to just work on, hey, it's okay. I've got a video to film. We'll go in, we'll eat. I'll take my small tripod because I have a bigger tripod and a smaller one. So I'll take the small one. I'll take my camera. I'll set it up on the table. And that's it. Because when I film something with the Sony A7C, you can obviously notice the difference. It's just a night and day difference between the iPhone. So I need to be more confident. Just say, you know what? I'm going to go in there and I'm going to do what I got to do. Because I bought this camera to use it, and I'm not really using it, so I intend on changing that, folks, and I intend on changing it. I gotta use the camera more. I have to use the camera more. Even my girlfriend says the same thing. You bought that camera, use it. That's the bottom line. Gotta use it, peeps. I have to use it. That does it for this week, folks. Please follow the podcast on Spotify. please subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. Check out my personal YouTube channel at youtube.com/Larry Mullins. Check out Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures at youtube.com/TheEdibleAdventures. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Mr. Larry Mullins. Thank you so very much for listening, and I'll catch you next week on an all-new episode of the Larry Mullins Podcast.